The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 60. As we rode along in our group, the five of us from our original expedition, and the 40 or more hostile desert dwellers, I wondered how long it would be before the Inquisitor started in at me again about the location of it. We had been heading in a roughly northeasterly direction for a couple of hours, and I had still not given him any indication that we were nearing it. Of course, I had no idea where it was, or even what it was, but I very much did not want him to know that. I was stalling for time, waiting for some miraculous deus ex machina to solve this little conundrum for me. Given the Inquisitor's rather brutal interrogation techniques, I did not have him pegged as a patient man, and so I assumed that our time was quite limited, and that very soon he would return to this unpleasant manner of questioning. If only... Sometimes, when one is desperate for some intervening miracle to occur and save one from some dire and dreaded fate, just as one has about given up hope of deliverance, the desired miracle will, arriving like a thunderbolt from out of a clear blue sky, in a brilliant flash, make everything all right. More often than not, though, this does not happen. It did not happen to me in this instance either. What did happen was this. The Inquisitor rode right up beside me and rather fiercely spat out only two words. How far? It is seldom that I have two good ideas in a day. It is rare enough that I have one, and I am lucky to have that. No new ideas came to me now. All I could think of to answer the gruff little man was this. I don't know. This made him pull up hard on the reins of his camel. We all stopped. All eyes, even Freddy B.'s two beady little simian ones, turned on us, the Inquisitor and me, as we stood there staring at one another, he, quite intensely and angrily, and I, rather stupidly and hopefully. What? He said. I don't know, I repeated. Then, as an afterthought, I added, I'm lost. It has long been my belief, and I can't believe I didn't act on this sooner, that a lot of work, onerous tasks, undesired responsibilities, and such like, can be avoided by appearing, or by actually being, incompetent. A bumbling demeanor and an air of stupidity will spare you being asked to do a lot of things. People will not enlist your aid if they think you are either too dull-witted to be of any real assistance, or if they think that it is likely that you will hopelessly screw up any task you are given, or possibly ruin anything that is placed in your hands. This was now my strategy with the Inquisitor. If he thought I was a moron, he might leave me be. This was my hope.